Welcome back to You Are Here. I'm your host, Victoria Bedford, and you joined us for this hour on The Nanny State. Wiretapping, the act of eavesdropping in on telephone conversations through a third-party recording device, has always been a controversial and illegal method of accessing information. With a warrant, police and government officials can legally tap into phone lines. But what does that mean for the privacy of individual citizens? In January, Attorney General Martha Coakley proposed a bill to update the Massachusetts wiretapping laws, allowing the government easier access to warrants, allowing them easier wiretapping opportunities. Reporter Christine Hayes explores our Fourth Amendment rights and how protected our privacy is over the telephone wires.
When you place a phone call, you probably don't worry too much about the security of the call. The Fourth Amendment protects our privacy, including phone calls, but there's always the possibility of someone else on the line. A wiretap happens when a third party connects a recording device to a particular circuit and listens in. Without a warrant, this is an unlawful interception of wire in Massachusetts. Attorney General Martha Coakley proposed a bill in January, potentially changing the way people communicate. The bill would update the Massachusetts wiretapping laws, expanding the government's ability to get warrants for legal wiretapping. Corey Dennis is a litigation attorney at Governo Law Firm. He mainly works with businesses on privacy compliance law.
The Massachusetts wiretapping statute prohibits the unlawful interception of wire and oral communications. Massachusetts has it's usually referred to as a two-party consent law. So that means that both parties have to consent before any conversation is recorded. There are exceptions to that law, and the main exception is where there's organized crime. The police are permitted to record conversations if they are investigating organized crime.
Before police can tap a phone, they need a warrant. Police have to prove there's enough evidence of organized crime to a judge. The new proposed bill would refresh the current law. The state wants to account for new crimes and technology.
The designated offenses are broadened, so it allows for recording or wiretapping of conversations for gaming, money laundering, rape, cases involving drugs, guns, child pornography, stuff like that.
The current law applies to mafia-type groups like La Cosa Nostra, but these groups aren't active anymore, and legislators are looking to control those involved in more common street violence. Alex Matthews runs the Campaign for Digital Fourth Amendment Rights, a Boston-based nonprofit. His goal is simple: defend the right to privacy even as technology advances. Matthews doesn't think the law needs any updates.
The Constitution is 220 years old, but it still is relevant and valid for today. This is not about catching more bad guys. This is not about decreasing crime in Massachusetts. This is about the fact that they're irritated, that there is stuff that they can do technologically that they can't do legally.
He sees the bill as an attempt by the Attorney General to give law enforcement too much control over the public.
You do have to have a warrant under the bill that she's proposing, but it can be in connection to any crime, more or less. Any firearms crime, any drugs crime, down to simple marijuana possession. A huge variety of very minor crimes are included under this.
One section of the bill would give police permission to screen mass amounts of phone calls. This would be done through a phone company switching station. Police would then be able to record all outgoing and incoming calls for every phone running through there.
That is not a power that they've asked for before in previous iterations of this bill. And I'm worried about them asking for that. I don't think that that is a power that the government ought to have. And I think it's a flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Warrants become less significant with this power. A warrant says who gets investigated and for what crime. But in this case, everyone in the area is surveilled. Activists look to the state to prove the strict wiretap laws prevent them from convicting criminals. Alex Matthews filed several Freedom of Information Act requests to look back on Massachusetts history.
The Attorney General's office hasn't been able to point to a single case where they have not been able to put a criminal behind bars as a result of the electronic wiretapping laws being strict. The best they can point to is a case where a murderer had his trial collapse because the evidence was thrown out, and then they retried him and jailed him anyway.
After that 2011 case, two judges from the state's highest court encouraged lawmakers to loosen the restrictions. Martha Coakley says the bill is important now because of tragedies like the Newtown shooting. She says the bill will help keep kids safe. James O'Keefe leads the Massachusetts Pirate Party, a group focused on keeping the internet uncensored. O'Keefe isn't convinced by the Newtown angle.
with Newtown, you had someone who was working, who was planning this, and their house wasn't talking with anyone. There's no way this bill would have helped.
He agrees with Matthews. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
The wiretap law is a solution looking for a problem. Crime has been going down, and indeed, most of the crimes can be dealt with more adequately by other means.
Matthews says there's definitely an interest in gathering data from federal and state governments alike. As a result, it's difficult to sift through that information thoroughly. Collecting conversations from a group of people at once sends a different message than individual wiretaps. It seems people are guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around.
This is proactively saying everybody is under suspicion. We may have a particular person in mind, but we're going to vacuum up their calls and the calls of 10,000 other people. But we promise faithfully, pinky swear to God, that we are going to delete the calls of any other people. Well, we've seen how this works on the federal level, and it does not work that way.
He's referencing the electronic tap that exposed former CIA Director David Petraeus' infidelity. But monitoring many phone lines under one warrant isn't the scariest change the future could bring.
Technology is moving on in such a way that the law enforcement may not, in fact, have to go to the phone companies in the future at all. There are technologies that are available and being used by law enforcement today in California and Michigan that act as a mobile cell phone tower. And so a police officer can simply suck up the cell phone traffic from the local cell phone tower and search through that for people's locations or the content of what is on their cell phones.
At this point, privacy in Massachusetts is mainly threatened by the potential new wiretapping law. Both Matthews and O'Keefe say they hope the public starts paying more attention before it's too late. James O'Keefe.
I think fundamentally people realize that we need privacy and that we need checks on government in order to make sure that they're not engaging in fishing expeditions to go after people who they don't like. Making it easier for the government to spy on us means that they will do more of it. And indeed, that's what we've seen in the past.
Technology develops quickly, and the law tries to keep up. More technology shouldn't mean less freedom. Government agencies want to increase their power to regulate communication, including phone calls, text messages, and emails. When it comes to government surveillance, there needs to be a balance between safety and privacy. For You Are Here, I'm Christine Hayes.